Now, you mentioned McMarion. I mean, there's playing well, but my goodness, 16 of 19. You mentioned five TDs. When you have more touchdowns than incompletions, you know, he's had some up and down moments this year. What did the coaches have to say? And, you know, what were your observations after this dazzling performance?
Yeah, well, I think it's just a situation where he's finally been able to settle into the starting job for the first time. I mean, it's crazy to remember that he got the start in the Civil War last year, and that was his first career start as a redshirt freshman in a big game in a hostile environment at Austin Stadium. And then, of course, he's kind of had a tumultuous career where there have been certain stints where he's been the third-string quarterback. And then in that Utah game, both Daryl Garrettson and Connor Blount get hurt within about 10 to 15 minutes of each other, and then he gets thrust in there. And like I said, now he's started the past five games. And even going back to the UCLA game, it wasn't a great line for him statistically, but Kevin McGivin, the co-offensive coordinator, was mentioning how he thought that it was McMarion's best game as far as making his reads, and that clearly carried over against Arizona. Like, he's starting to develop that chemistry with the receivers. He's starting to get more confident and just more comfortable. And then, of course, having Ryan Nall back at running back is a huge help for this offense and can kind of help them be more balanced. So, yeah, it's definitely a different situation for him going into his second Civil War start, now finally having some time to sort of settle into things.
I want to get to a more general question. We continue with Gina Mizell of the Oregonian. We know Washington ended a long losing streak against Oregon, and now, of course, the Ducks have won eight straight Civil Wars. Obviously, the articles you write, the posts on social media, you get feedback from lots and lots of fans. How would you describe the mood of the Oregon State faithful, who I imagine might be chomping at the bit a little to end this losing streak?
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair, and I think they believe that this is their best opportunity that they've had in a while just because of the season that the Ducks have had, and even though they're coming off a big win at Utah last week, you know, this is a pretty evenly matched game. I think you could pick either side to win a close one, and I wouldn't argue with you. So definitely feel like they have a big opportunity to get that win and to break that streak, and frankly, you know, Gary Anderson realizes that as well, even though he's only been part of one of these losses, but he's kind of leaned into the rivalry a little bit and has said, hey, this is something that we need to do, not just on the field, but it's big for recruiting, it's big for the fan bases, as we've mentioned. So, no, I think, you know, most fans are ready for this streak to be over, and for the first time in a while, they feel like they can break it.
You know, you mentioned the UCLA game earlier because even though that was kind of a breakout game last week, I mean, they played Stanford tough. They played UCLA tough, and it was in Palo Alto and at the Rose Bowl. And for anybody who didn't watch it, I mean, it was a 7-point game against UCLA until a pick six late. So you mentioned McMarion, but would I be accurate in saying maybe the team overall was kind of showing signs coming together and then finally put it all together last week?
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair. I mean, even go back to the couple of weeks prior to that, when you look at that Utah game, which was a bad weather game, but they had a chance to win that in the second half. And against Washington State, they jumped out to a huge lead and then blew it in the second half. And that was maybe a sign that they had some pieces there, but just, you know, couldn't close the deal, couldn't put together a complete game. And then, yeah, hanging on the road. I mean, that Stanford game, they cut it to 8 points early in the fourth quarter, and then Stanford just kind of ran it down their throat for the entire fourth period. And then, yeah, UCLA, like you said, that was a 7-point game until McMarion's late pick six. So, like I said, the signs have been there, and so they were finally able to put it together in an emphatic way against Arizona. And now we'll see if they're able to carry that over to a rivalry game. I mean, emotions will be high. It's going to be senior day. All of those other variables could be a factor. And so I'm curious to see how this group responds after getting such a dominant win.
Let's get to some specifics of this team as we continue with Gina Mizell of the Oregonian. Prior to your arrival to cover this program, a staple of the better Beaver defenses was linebacker play, Nick Barnett, Richard Siegler. But this group, Caleb Solo, the junior, Hungalu, how happy are the coaches with how this group of linebackers has come along and is playing now?
Well, those two have certainly kind of been the staples of the defense as far as they really never come off the field, and Salo has racked up a bunch of tackles, and Manasseh Hungaloo is a guy that they still get for one more year, and Kevin Kloon, the defensive coordinator, basically said that he expects him to be a double-digit tackler every single game, so they're counting on those two guys inside for a lot of production. And then on the outside, it's been kind of a revolving door, primarily because of injuries, and, you know, that's been a situation that they've had to weather. In some cases, they've got some freshmen that have had to come in, and Raidu Gwebu, their best pass rusher in the front seven, is out for the rest of the season and won't play on Saturday. But that's a situation where, you know, it's been kind of touch and go. But, yeah, those two guys in the middle have been key parts of this defense, and they're definitely going to be expected to help clog that running game against Royce Freeman and the Ducks on Saturday.
So certainly there's been that, you mentioned the revolving door at quarterback, and, you know, a lot of that falls on the offensive line to keep the guy upright, allow him to settle in. There have been some injuries. You know, there's been the return of Harlow. You've got the senior in Gavin Andrews. So, again, if you kind of could evaluate how the offensive line has been performing and what kind of shape they're in heading into the Civil War.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a group that's come together during Pac-12 play. You mentioned Sean Harlow's return, and that was a really big deal, of course, for this group, you know, coming off of that serious ankle injury that you know, forced him out of spring practice and half of last season and fall camp and all of that stuff. So his return was huge, but then they also, when they brought him back, they basically shuffled everything as far as different pieces going to different spots. So, yeah, you mentioned Gavin Andrews stepping in at center. Somebody like Justin Stanton, another senior who had played tackle his whole career, moves to guard. They've got a redshirt freshman in Blake Brandel playing right tackle. And so it's been a group that you know, sort of had to come together during Pac-12 play, but they've helped string Ryan Nall for a lot of those big runs and a lot of those big performances. So that was a group that really struggled early on. Daryl Gerritsen was very, very banged up. You know, I still have the images of him getting blindsided a couple times at Minnesota in the opener in my brain, and that certainly wasn't a good thing. So it's been a work in progress for this line, and getting healthy and having some guys moved around has certainly helped. But they've played pretty well the last couple of weeks, and you know, this past game against Arizona, they had more than 40 knockdowns, which is by far the most they've had since this coaching staff has been here. So they've been physical. They've helped spring the run game. They've protected the quarterback fairly decently during Pac-12 play, or at least the second half of the season. So, yeah, that's been a huge benefit for this offense as they tried to sort of find some traction here down the stretch.
All right, final thought. Week to week, you get to focus on the opponent. And, of course, living here, you have colleagues who cover the Ducks. It's been kind of a bleak season. I'm always intrigued by the view from the opponent. What have the coaches and players been saying about, you know, the kind of team, the kind of Duck team, and the challenges they might expect from them on Saturday?
Well, Gary Anderson was pretty blunt about this on Monday, saying, like, hey, if you don't think Oregon's got talent, come up and watch film with me, and I'll show you how wrong you are. So he's certainly been saying the right stuff. And actually, my colleague Danny Moran asked him about kind of Helfrich's job status, or just how quickly things can change in the Pac-12, where Oregon went from playing for the national title 2 years ago to now potentially that coaching staff is on the hot seat. And he's been very complimentary of that coaching staff, and, you know, said that they obviously still have talent on both sides of the football. And I'm sure some of that is lip service to a certain extent, but you know, that's they're certainly aware of what's gone on in Eugene. And again, they know that they need to close the gap, and that's a big thing in a lot of these areas of this program. But you know, they certainly have respect for that team, and they know they have weapons, particularly on offense, and so. You know, we'll see what they're able to do against that group on Saturday.
All right. Keep up with all of her coverage, OregonLive.com, on Twitter at Gina Mizell. She does terrific work. Always appreciate your time. Enjoy your mashed potatoes and the entirety of Thanksgiving. And Gina, thank you so much again for spending some time with us.
Of course, Steve. You have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
All right. Take it easy.